Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. Today we're talking to Gavin Naples, who's the Vice President of Tunnels to Towers, about a village they're building for homeless veterans in Las Vegas. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All of us have served our country, so it's important to have a leader that takes care of our needs.
Jackie Rosen's record speaks for itself.
Senator Rosen has made mental health care for returning veterans a priority.
Jackie's working to keep the VA strong.
I mean, the work that she did towards the burn pits, she worked bipartisanly to get the PACT Act through.
You know, Jackie understands what we've gone through. She gets it.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and I'm joined today by Gavin Naples, who's the Vice President of Tunnels to Towers. So, Gavin, welcome.
Thank you very much, Randy, for having me.
You bet. So I'm a big fan. I actually donate every month to Tunnels to Towers. I think you're a fabulous organization. Why don't you tell folks who might not hear about or what you are, what you guys do?
Sure. So the Tunnel to Towers Foundation began in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York City. Firefighter Steven Siller was a Brooklyn off-duty firefighter, a father of five. He heard that the South Tower had been hit by the plane. He was on his way to go play golf with his brothers. He turned his car around. He drove it to the base of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which was closed to vehicular traffic that day. He got out of his car, he put 60 pounds of gear on his back, and he ran nearly 4 miles through the underground tunnel into the South Tower, and he died saving others that day. His body was never recovered.
Wow. All right. So,
from that sacrifice, his brothers and sisters got around the kitchen table and said, we need to honor what he did for our country. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was born. 20 plus years later, we have provided over 1,200 mortgage-free homes for catastrophically injured service members. We construct and design specially adapted smart homes, tailor-fitted towards their injury, as well as pay off the mortgages and provide new homes for the families of fallen first responders throughout the nation, as well as Gold Star families.
Well, I see your ads, and they generally make me cry. But it's amazing what you guys are doing for families that have just endured the worst experience of, you know, dad goes to work one day and doesn't come home. So I cannot imagine, especially on the first responders. I know you've helped some folks in Vegas, and I know in Nevada, I should say. And I know not everybody lets you go and be public about it. But how many folks you've actually helped in Nevada?
So for our in the line of duty program, our smart home program, our fallen first responder program, our Gold Star program, we have helped a few Nevada residents. And through our new homeless veteran program, we've provided housing assistance and access to services to dozens of Nevada residents. With our new Las Vegas veterans residences, we're expecting to help many, many more as we strengthen up that program. So we're looking to make a real push in Nevada.
Well, that's great. So yeah, the reason you're on today is you're doing something in Las Vegas. And I'd just love to be able to kind of talk to people about the homeless veteran program. So why don't you tell us what you, well, first, I think if people have seen your ads, you have a huge complex in Florida. Can you kind of explain that one first?
Sure. So for our In the Line of Duty program, we're constructing a Let Us Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's 100 acres. We're developing 100 homes for our catastrophically injured service members and the families of our fallen first responders and our Gold Star families. 20 plus years, 1,200 mortgage-free homes. Even still, our CEO and our board determined right around 3 years ago that we weren't doing enough for our nation's heroes. So we began our homeless veteran program, which seeks to eradicate homelessness amongst veterans nationwide. There's over 35,000 veterans experiencing homelessness right now that the federal government admits. The number is actually much, much higher once you get into, you know, the actual specifics of veterans that are struggling. But so we have committed to eradicating homelessness amongst veterans nationwide, a tremendous problem. But what we've done in a very tight time frame is developed a two-prong model. The first is we are going throughout the nation to the places where the rates of homelessness are highest, and we're acquiring hospitality properties as well as raw land, and we're developing permanent affordable housing complexes for our veterans in the areas of greatest need that complements 24/7 supportive services that occur on site. So it's not enough to just provide a high quality housing accommodation to a veteran that's struggling. You need to provide a platform of rehabilitation and ultimate reintegration back into the community. That's our ultimate objective here with this program. So 24/7 at each of our veterans residences and our veterans villages, we have case management, behavioral health assistance, employment assistance, entitlements assistance, legal advocacy, peer support, and a litany of other services that we funnel through these veterans villages and residences for our veterans to, again, pair the high quality housing accommodation with that access to services. We have about 12 different programs throughout the nation where we're going to be evacuating these properties. But just to give you some scope as to what we're doing with our program, outside of these large metro areas, we still have 75% of America, right? So the second prong of our program is our national case management network. That's really our secret sauce. And that is anywhere in the nation where a veteran or their family is struggling with homelessness or about to backslide into homelessness, they can call our foundation. We have an internal team of case managers and employment specialists and housing coordinators that work with these veterans, onboard them, and we provide them direct financial assistance to get them housed wherever they are in their area immediately. And then we work with over 1,000 supportive service providers nationally to pair them up with that supportive service model they may need in their area. So it's a national blanket that helps not only veterans, but families, as well as veterans that are about to be backsliding into homelessness. You have an eviction notice or a foreclosure notice, and you're about to become homeless. Federal government doesn't acknowledge that you are chronically homeless. Tunnel to Towers does, and we will stop the bleeding to make sure you don't backslide into homelessness. To date, we've helped over 7,500 veterans with housing assistance and access to services since we began our program, and over thousands of children. And those numbers are going to grow exponentially as we strengthen both prongs of our program.
So I don't want to get political here, but isn't this something our government should be doing for the people who have fought for our freedoms?
I don't like to get political either. The federal government does a tremendous amount for our veterans and for our veterans' families. But there are a lot of gaps that exist, as with any program, right? Mm-hmm. And so what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is doing is trying to fill those gaps. There are a tremendous amount of transitional programs and shelters that exist throughout the nation, but they become these sort of funded cycles of 9 months, 6 months, 12 months, and then the funding runs out and you have to go to another place and another place and another place. And it's really not a long-term solution.
Right.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is positioning itself and is becoming the permanent housing, long-term supportive service providers for veterans. So if, again, our ultimate goal is reintegration back to the community, but if you're a Vietnam War era veteran, or a veteran that's going to have a little bit more trouble reintegrating back into the community based on their age, the veterans residences and our veterans villages are where you can stay for the rest of your life. So this is their permanent home where they also have access to the free services on site.
Well, it sounds absolutely amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Story County is leading Nevada.
home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and I'm joined today by Gavin Naples, the Vice President of Tunnels to Towers. So real quick, that first segment was just amazing to talk about the services. If someone wanted to reach out and try to find out if they could qualify for services, how do they contact you guys?
Absolutely. So they can go to t2t.org. And we have our inquiry form there. They can reach us there. We get hundreds of inquiries every week from veterans that are struggling with homelessness and looking for help. We assist them all if they meet our eligibility criteria. But t2t.org is the best way to reach us. We also work with the federal government, the VA, and other organizations that can always reach out to us if they're working with veterans that are struggling, and we're always there to help.
Very cool. All right. So let's talk about what you're doing in Las Vegas. This is an exciting project.
Absolutely. So Southern Nevada is an area that is struggling with homelessness amongst veterans. It's actually the second largest place in the nation, according to the federal government, where there's unsheltered veterans. There's over 1,000 veterans struggling with homelessness throughout Nevada. But in North Las Vegas, we are under contract to purchase a 5-acre site. We're going to be closing on it in about a week's time. And it's directly across the street from the VA medical hospital. So it's in a prime location for us to effectuate this veterans residence program. It's gonna be a 112 unit apartment complex that we're gonna be developing on 5 acres. It's gonna be gorgeous, a tremendous amount of outdoor space, recreational areas, parks, dog parks, basketball courts. And then on the first floor of the complex will be all of our supportive services that we're providing. We work with a lot of organizations and veterans throughout the state of Nevada and Southern Nevada in particular. And the proximity for veterans to reach the VA hospital becomes challenging if they're in Vegas. So this is really a prime location for us to do it. And we're looking to make a tremendous impact there in North Las Vegas.
Oh, that's great. So I understand you're, so we're taping this on September 9th, I think it is, or no, September 5th, 6th. What day is it? I don't even remember. It won't air till a little bit later in the month, but kind of what's the plan now for getting all the permitting, all that kind of stuff? Is that process in the works?
Sure. So we submitted our application for rezoning. It's currently zoned commercial, and we're working with the North Las Vegas City Council to rezone that property into residential so we can effectuate our program. On October 9th, it's going through the Planning Commission. We need all the support possible for the community to come out and speak on behalf of what is going to be a tremendous addition to the community for the VA hospital, proximity to Nellis Air Force Base, and a great program for our veterans, our nation's heroes.
Okay, that's wonderful. So when you talk about wraparound services, I imagine health, mental health, what are some of the stuff you're seeing and working with on these veterans?
Absolutely. As I said, this is permanent housing. So our veterans are exiting transitional programs or just got out of the service or perhaps just got divorced or facing certain challenges. But they're, stabilized individuals. They're looking for permanent solutions, affordable housing, but also with that continuum of care and access to services that they need for their specific issues they're facing. So we provide case management, assistance on site, behavioral health and PTSD support on site, entitlements assistance to help them get higher benefits from the federal government, employment assistance. The employment component is a particularly important aspect of our program, not just providing mundane jobs for veterans, but real entrepreneurial career paths that have long-term trajectory for our veterans. Sort of the ancillary services outside of the meat and potatoes that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation provides, such as peer support, things like that. We work with other organizations to funnel those services through our veterans' villages and our veterans' residences to become the most comprehensive place possible for veterans. So, for instance, pet therapy, art therapy, music classes, cooking classes, apprenticeships, fishing trips, ATV rides, barbecue pits. We have a lot of different organizations that are in the same space as helping veterans that use our veterans' residences and our veterans' villages as conduits to funnel those services through to make the most comprehensive place possible. And these things really turn a house into a home. And the response from the surrounding community has been overwhelming. For 20 plus years, people have been reaching out to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. How can I assist you? I'm an electrician. I'm a plumbing specialist. I'm an HVAC specialist. How can I assist you? And we've said, thank you very much. But we were building homes and deeding them away to our recipients. Now, with our new homeless veteran program, it really is a way to galvanize the community and get them involved. People bake us cookies and Thanksgiving turkeys and knit us quilts, and they come and they do peer support with our veterans and they offer them apprenticeships. So it's a real way for the community to get involved, and the response has been overwhelming.
Well, it's almost like you have a hub of veterans that people can come to. Instead of trying to seek them out, they can actually come to your villages and find the veterans to help them, get them a job or whatever it is. Yeah. So you've got this is modeled after one that's in Houston, is that correct?
Correct. We have 131-room hospitality property conversion that we did. We gutted an existing property and built back for 131 veterans. And the response there has been overwhelming, again, from the community funneling their services and other organizations in the same space of helping veterans. They have many other veterans that they're working with, and through the collaboration with Tunnel to Towers, we can help them as well, right? There's more than 131 veterans that are struggling in Houston, and there's more than 112 veterans that are struggling in Vegas. So our ability to help outside of our residences and our villages through our national case management network is really how we're going to be able to eradicate homelessness nationwide. So if you're a veteran with three children that are sleeping in a van or about to be evicted in North Las Vegas, the Veterans Villages is not necessarily the best place for you because of your family size. But through our national case management network, we help these veterans and we put them into 2, 3, 4, 5 bedroom apartments, houses, the accommodation that suits their need. And we help them financially to do that. And then once we're able to remove that crisis element from their life and, provide them with sustainable housing, we can work on if it's a PTSD issue or if it's a financial literacy issue or if it's an employment issue or if it's a legal issue. And we can sort of work towards that rehabilitation and reintegration aspect.
Oh, again, just amazing services you guys are providing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet. delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, talking to Gavin Naples, the Vice President of Tunnel to Towers. So, Gavin, you talked a little bit about the National Case Management Network, which is, explain that a little bit more, because that's not just, I mean, it's beyond the housing. It's like a wraparound services, it seems like.
Absolutely. So everything that we do is always paired with the supportive service model that we implement. But for our National Case Management Network, that is our ability to help veterans in real time. So even with our North Las Vegas Veterans Residences, if we're able to get that approved from the North Las Vegas City Council, it will still take time to develop that. There's veterans struggling today in need. So they call our foundation and they speak to our National Case Management Network, and we're able to help them in real time. If it's a veteran struggling on the streets of North Las Vegas now, or a family in particular, we can house them in their area in a housing accommodation that suits them, or North Dakota, or Arkansas, or Louisiana, anywhere in the nation where veterans are struggling, they call us. As I said, we get hundreds of inquiries every week. And then we have PTSD clinics in North Dakota and Arkansas and Louisiana, and legal advocates and attorneys and landlords and behavioral health clinicians and employment opportunities that we pair to these veterans wherever they are, so that their geographical location is not a barrier to their assistance and their, you know, Tunnel to Towers ability to help. As I said, that network that we're growing is over 1,000 strong of service providers. It's growing every day. And no one organization or entity or federal government can do this alone. It's all of these different players that are in the same space of helping veterans, marching towards the same beat and working together and sharing best practices and resources and information where we can achieve functional zero nationally together. But only through that collaboration is how that works. So our veterans villages and our residences that we have are conduits for other organizations. And our national case management network is a national blanket that organizations can reach out to and get assistance from Tunnel to Towers and in turn help with the veterans that we're helping now.
So Nevada has about 200,000 veterans living here. Now, a lot of them are retired military generals, and we have a few star generals up here because it's our retirement system is so good, no income tax, things like that. So not all of them are obviously homeless vets, but you've got a lot of veterans here that can also be a good support base for you. So as you're moving forward with this village in Las Vegas, how can we help?
Absolutely. So as I said, T2T.org, you can always read more on our program, but October 9th, we have our North Las Vegas City Council Planning Commission meeting. We'd love support from the surrounding community. And we have people reach out to us every day. How can I support? How can I help for these, peer support is a tremendous advocate, you know, an advocate for our program for veterans that are struggling. So they can come, they can mentor our veterans. The interactors come and sit down, you know, for an hour, play checkers or chess with our veterans. We have game rooms, we have gyms, we have multi-purpose rooms, we have libraries and movie rooms. There's a litany of supportive service space on the first floor of each of these complexes that, again, really make a house a home. And we have a lot of community members that come and get engaged and involved with our veterans.
And I understand you don't need funding for this. You have already got it self-funded, right?
This is fully funded. The acquisition and development and maintenance in perpetuity is funded by the American public, the generosity of the American public. We're not asking for a dollar from anyone. We just really need to effectuate the rezoning to get you know, our residential status so that we can build this program. We have projects in Houston, Atlanta, Bradenton, Florida, Buffalo, New York, Bayville, New Jersey, Charlotte, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to Puerto Rico, obviously Las Vegas. We have Denver, California. We're going to all these areas of greatest need, Detroit, and we're going to be building these complexes, these permanent, affordable, beautiful housing complexes for our veterans, and they'll always have the supportive service they need there. Many, many villages coming.
Well, Gavin, thank you so much. This is awesome, and I think the Las Vegas community will definitely benefit from you guys being there. So thank you for joining us today, and best of luck at that meeting in October.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching or listening to Nevada Newsmakers. See you next time.